start with, but then there's no the Tafresh Gimel. Right before Hilchos Kippur, the Mechaber says, Tafresh Gimel Sefal. The Mechaber writes that even someone who's not careful to pass Akum, the whole year, Ba'aseres Metshuva, he should be Nizar. And the reason is because during this period of time, Ba'aseres Metshuva, so actually the Shabura is the one who points this out. First has to be very careful. The Shabura says that he machmir more than the rest of the year.
Then what was the
Pas Akum.
Pas Akum.
Which is essentially, I think in Chutzar, it's he, you don't really have the issue. Because here, everything is Pas Yisrael. It's all manufactured and baked by Jews. But in Chutzar, it's, you have a problem with Pas Akum. And once you be machmir, you have to make tshuva. The reason is because of the Gemara Shoshana, we know last year, Nachim Ches. The Gemara says that Vir Shoshan Yimotso, they were closer to Hashem during this period of time. And because of that, it's like a person who is within the audience of the king. And once you're in the audience of the king, so we assume that if you behave in a more appropriate kind of fashion, in a stricter kind of fashion, so then clearly Hashem's Barak will go from the Kisei Adin and sit on the Kisei Rachamim. That's essentially what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. He writes to Mishnah Berurah, Tafresh Gimel, that everyone should read the Geras HaTshuva of any other. So learn Sifrei Musar, not be during this period of time. And that's probably a proper thing to do. But the reason why I mention this is because the Mishnah Berurah says over here, what does the Mechaber mean when he says, you should be Nizah from Pas Akum? So he explains that he means even from Pas Palter Shal Akum. What does that mean? Because Pas Palter is a bread that's baked by a non-Jewish bakery. It means Chazal were not there Pas Palter, because we're talking about not the Pas of a Balabayit Prati, not an individual Balabayit is baking from his own home. That you simply cannot rely on the entire year. But Pas Palter, Chazal said you can rely on. Pas Palter means a non-Jewish bakery. Because we're talking about where there's no non-kosher ingredients and the like. And we're not worried. The Gemara says the whole reason why we are concerned about all these items in general, because you might come close to a non-Jew, consanguinity with a non-Jew, but they were matir pas. Well, they matir pas, because the Rav, the Rishon to say, that's considered to be chay nefesh. Lo alechem lo alechem lo alechem. People need bread in order to survive. Bread is considered to be a very stable item. And that's what Shulchan Aruch writes in the Yerodei. I'll take a look over there. That pas is considered to be a stable item. But here, the Chabad says, the Dafka, as he has to be tshuva, one has to be nizah. It means in general, a person can go to a non-Jewish bakery, assuming there are no non-kosher ingredients. That you're allowed to go the whole year round. The reason is because there's no other bakery. Assuming there's no other Jewish bakery. I lived in cities where there was no Jewish bakery. There was only a non-Jewish bakery. And so people use the non-Jewish bakery. But the reason why I'm asking this question is because people ask me, What is the din regarding cookies and pretzels and the like? That's what people ask me today in another institution that I teach in on Mondays. So they ask me, what's the status of cookies and pretzels? As far as Pas Akum is concerned. Which means that anything that a person is koveya sudo on, you would make a motzi, Pas Akum Kisne, we spoke about it a few days ago. The 3 days we mentioned, 3 shittas and Shulchan Aruch about it. But one of the sheets is Passover the kiss, let's say pizza, things that have a kiss, that have a filling inside. So what is that as far as this halacha is concerned? Is that considered to be Pas Akum or not? If I'm not mistaken, many people here that they do eat these kind of cookies and pretzels. Am I not mistaken? From all kinds of non-Jewish concerns, non-Jewish companies. They have Ashkocha, obviously. Is that called something which would be together a Pas Akum regarding Aseres Metshuva? That was the question that was asked to me. I thought actually that Yesh L'Hakel, that one could be Meko regarding these particular items, even though it seems to me there's a certainly a Makom L'Akher, because why exactly am I being Makhmir during Aseres Metshuva? Rechoshish, for those who say that even Pas Palter, which is called Hashanah Kula, you can use, but that we should use during Aseres Metshuva. So the question is it called Pas? Do people call this Pas? Do not call it Pas? But it seems to me that perhaps I can see why people are machmir And I didn't have a chance to look it up, but it seems that during Aseret Shemitah, probably one should be Mavir. May very well be called Pasak of Sinsu, because we have Sudanit, Pasak of Kismin, and the Lashem and the other is called Pas. So maybe it's included in Pasak, which will be a Makam Lahachmir, after their Aseret Shemitah. I'm making life visible for you. So it's not what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to, according to my children and grandchildren, it means there's nothing to eat. Essentially, I'm left with nothing to eat. But the same topic I have also with cereals. I believe they serve them under the new regime, under the new, I don't want to call it gourmet policies. They serve all kinds of cereals. And even though it's true that probably these cereals don't have a Torah of Lechem, they have Teresa de Nama? I don't think so. Teresa de Nama means that they have a Torah of Lechem. How do you describe that? A form of bread. I hope the Rashi tastes what the Teresa de Nama is. But whatever it is, they don't have a Torah of Lechem. You don't have a Kamotzi. So it could be, maybe, they're not considered to be, maybe not considered them to be in the gather of a past. I don't know. I'm asking this question. Even though I told you that according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I don't fully understand, but he's asking that I saw this in a few places, and I even xeroxed it again, that I just want to make sure, I every time I see it, I can't believe it, that he paskins that Cheerios have a thing that passes about the kiss and gummy, have also been as a muscle. Which is a pet answer to me. I still don't understand it. I keep telling you I've never saw, it doesn't make any sense. And then I want to intimate to him, but I have to be respectful. Did Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach ever see Cheerios? You ever see what they look like? Where's the Torah of Lechem? And how does it have to be the Pasuk of the Kisna, the Gavi Amotzi? Or the Gavi Issa Pasako? But it seems to me that what I understood, that what they do with Cheerios, first they cook them, and then they bake them. That's what I was told by someone who was a very big Cheerios eater. So if that's the case, and then there's a Mokal Lahokia. Because if they're also cooked, it's not together Afia. Even though it's not, I can't say 1,000% that this is true. But you hear it, Sharon, what I'm saying. And therefore, maybe that would be a buck of a hakel, but still, I understood. Anyway, so I posed the question to Lorena Arad, who I've never saw. So, of course, he's based on Hashem Zalman. Well, the Cheerios that you make a motzi, and then a samozi. That's the case. That's certainly Shir Machman. I said, I sure. Okay, I'm just sharing with you the issue, which is an issue that was raised to me today, and I'm not sure. Halacha l'maisa, what to say about it, but I'm just raising the issue. Okay, second issue I want to raise is a more significant issue, and that's the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. Now, as you know, Tav Reish Daled, Machabi says, mitzvah lechol Erev Yom Kippur v'haris v'suda, not just to eat, but you should. Says, eat a lot. And this mitzvah, as you probably know also, is a very popular mitzvah. And according to the Bi'ah Goh, he quotes an opinion that it begins the night before. Based on the Gemara Brachas, the Gemara Dachas, I assume you're familiar with that Gemara, I'm just reading the Lashon of the Gemara, Kalaichu b'sheisa b'chi, ma'ala v'akasik yidasana chi v'asir. Whoever eats and drinks on the night, it's like they fasted 2 days. So, what? I can't hear.
We should provide something
for the you're asking well. I'll mention it to Rabbi Mickey Bar. You mean minimally to provide food. Forget about the gourmet aspect of it. The Shari Tshuva of the Yehuda, I have to learn Shari Tshuva during this season in Chodesh Elul. So Shari Dalid, we call it which Mason is, but Shari Dalid, he provides three famous reasons for this mitzvah. The mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. And I'll discuss it, I'll pay Allah in a second. Reason number one, he says, because the simcha that a person has, he knows he's going to be zochet to kapara. Yom Kippur will be mechaber for him. That's a tremendous simcha. What does a person do when he's very sameach? He eats. So that's reason number one. The fact that I am sameach, that the zman kapara has come, I'm going to achieve kapara, that's a good reason to eat. Reason number two, and this is a bit of a chiddush, although it's not a complete chiddush, that every yom tov is a mitzvah of sudas yom tov, that I assume you're aware of. Every yom tov is a din to have a sudas yom tov. There's a problem with Yom Kippur. We can't exactly have a suda because we have to fast. One of the new years is to fast. So when do we have the suda? The answer is Erev Yom Tov.
So when you think we're given the status of Yom Tov?
It does. According to this, it comes out that every Yom Kippur is a Din Yom. And the Bnei Maskam is Balocha, which I'm not discussing right now, but you are correct, Yerol, that the Pasha is the Yom Kippur is a Din Yom. And that's the second reason. The third reason is the most Balabatish reason, which Rashi says in Yuma. We don't need Rashi and Yuma to tell it to us, but we shouldn't say it. But the reason is because if you don't need Yom Kippur, you won't be able to fast on Yom Kippur. That's a fairly obvious reason. I like the first two reasons. They're a bit more mechudosh. And I want to now discuss a number of things. One is there a chiyuv to eat bread? The chiyuv to have pas in this meal. So the one who talks about it is Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, very famous Minchas Chinuch. And by the way, the same issue also comes up a number of other times. You'll agree, is there a mitzvah to have bread on Shabbos?
Yes.
Yes. Yom Tov? Yes. Purim?
Yes.
Purim is machlag, yes. Machlag is aposkin. It's not so partial on Purim. Soon there's a mitzvah, soon that's Purim. But generally we assume if the Suda is, shall we say, of Torah origin, as in the case of Shabbos, you know, even on Shabbos, it happened to be a Torah origin, probably in Divrei Sofrim, because of the Pasuk Shayo. In Toshi, the Shabbos are clever, I saw some of the seven Yom Toshi, because of the Shabbos own egg, the Nitzel of only Shabbos, is behind the meal. The question is that the Raisa probably or not? There are those who claim it isn't the Raisa, most say it's not the Raisa. But anyway, I can understand there having Pas. I can also understand on Yom Tiv, having Pas, Yom Tiv is a Mitzel of Sinfas Yom Tiv, could be whenever there's a you know, Suda, you require Pas. Purim, as I said, is not so simple. Machlokes HaPoskim. And then the Chassidim had a Suda regarding Yerev Yom Kippur. What's the deal of Yerev Yom Kippur? Is there a Chiyuv to have Pas. And we find a mitzvah to eat. So, Lav Dafka Pas. And you could have, you know, here they're doing well in that department. I saw for lunch, again, Marie Antoinette, let them eat cake. So you could serve them cake. Different types of cake. So not dafka, then you have to eat bread. However, it could very well be that you don't require necessarily pas. So it seems to me that the fiyadi is dieting, and the reason why I'm mentioning this is because of a famous suffix of Kivega. Let me just finish the suffix. Of Kivega is a suffix I heard from the Rav. I didn't see Abi Kivega inside, but I heard from the Rav, he used to quote Kivega in Chubis, and he had a suffix, what about women? Are women mechuyav mis mitzvah of eating yogurt? Is there a chiyuv for a woman to eat Erev Yom Kippur? So, l'chura, you would say, okay, no. It's a mitzvah seh shazman grama classic. It's a zman grama, there's a specific period of time, namely Erev Yom Kippur. Women are part of mitzvah seh shazman grama. We have a pretty clear Mishnah Kedusha and Chatzes that tells us that. However, there's another tzad. The other tzad is to say, correct? Excellent what Jacob said. The other tzad is to say that since she certainly included in the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, so that's the case. So then, it's similar to a chazal seba shabbos. Go, she has the b'shomer, yes, the b'zocha. Including the negatives, including the positives. Here also, she's including the negatives, namely the inui of not eating and not drinking Yom Kippur. If that's the case, she also included the mitzvah of achilah v'chi. In pashtus, it depends, both of these questions, whether you need pas, or the women are, shall we say, obligated in the mitzvah of achilah v'chi Yom Kippur, are totally on the three reasons given by Shari Chu. That's what I always thought. Many, many years. Namely, if the mitzvah is the number one, let's say, because the simcha of achieving kapara, everyone is happy, so obviously that applies to women as well. The pashas. Not just the men. Women also need kapara. Despite the fact that Moshiach Tzikonio saying, women need kapara as much as men, much as their male counterparts. And therefore, according to that time, I would say that certainly she is involved in the mitzvah of achila, of Erev Yom Kippur. Secondly, if the reason is, the third reason that I mentioned, namely, that you need koach to fast, women also fast, they're also included in the inui, no question about it, no distinction between men and women as far as the kippah is concerned, so of course she's obligated to eat on Erev Yom Kippur as well. However, that the third reason, which is number two in the order of the Shari Shuva, namely, the mitzvah Siddhas Yavta, really, is the mitzvah Siddhas Yavta, since you can't do Siddhas Yavta on Yom Kippur, do Erev Yom Kippur. So now the question is, what is her status? Because it could be, you know, there's another Rabbi Kivega Truman. The first Truman of Kivega is Aleph. You open up Shulchan Rabbi Kivega, Aleph, right in front of you. He discussed the question of women, if the God, Yalav Yom, Rabbi Chasavazan Anyam, you should look to go back. What's the rule of thumb of going back in general? Whenever you skip something, let's say Mitzay, or Yalav Yom, Rosh Chodesh, in Tfilah, Rabbi Chasavazan, let's talk about not Tfilah. Tfilah is very clear. At night time, in Rosh Chodesh, you don't go back, that's the Gemara, and the Kachas of Chodesh Balai, the Monday and the Mutbarak of Rokas, Machavish of Gemara. During the day you go back. However, when it comes to Biras HaMazon, what's the din? Hayal V'yal. So what's the Tolyon? Is there a mitzvah to eat? Is there a chiyuv sezon v'shchodesh? Is there a chiyuv sezon v'shchodesh? The answer is no. It's a reshus. I'm not the daf it's drani pas on v'shchodesh. Based on the pasuk in Tanakh, who reference to whom? Who ate pas on v'shchodesh? Shaul. Correct? That what you said? Shaul HaMelech. These are pasuk in Tanakh. Man, you must learn. Tanakh, you do, you come across Tanakh, have you not? Baruch Hashem. You have to try to learn Tanakh. Even this year, you know what you should do? Just read through the whole Tanakh about 4 or 5 times.
Alright.
No, what do you say? You don't agree? Good. You must be good. So when are you starting?
What?
You starting tonight? What? With the English.
What's the count? 5 times?
Yeah, first 4 or 5 times. I do it all the time. Yeah, I read Tanakh, actually. I don't know how many program at a time, 10-15 program at a time. Possibly, yeah, I go to Tanakh a number of times. Without the farshim, you don't need the
farshim.
It's not completely true.
You have English.
That's right, you have the English to know the content. That's why you have to know the content, just to know what's happening. So there's a well-known Suda, we know with Yonasan and David, and Shaul, I see you. You're as far as this time is concerned, the Kivega is another tshuva. Yalav Yavo. Is there a woman who misses Yalav Yavo and Yantish will please go back? It could very well be no. Because the mitzvah of eating a suda is based on simcha. Simcha is yantish for women. Haven't they fulfilled simcha is yantish? When you get married, Mr. Shech, not yet. When you get married, so what are you going to buy your wife every yantish?
Clothes.
Either clothing, jewelry perhaps. That's a gemara. I'm sorry?
Rashi and Rosh Hashanah.
But is there a mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah? Is there a mitzvah simcha on Rosh Hashanah? The pashtos? No. I discussed this question.
Yeah,
I discussed this question. The chiluk days among the Rishonim, I said a shiur for the alumni on this topic. You were sitting there.
Yeah.
She was sitting there. If I'm not mistaken, you were right. There were two people there. Max and you. And then there was a camera. But anyway, that's what I recall. Anyway, so this is a whole discussion of Rishonim, is that mitzvah simcha Rosh Hashanah. But on Yom Tov, as far as the mitzvah simcha Rosh Hashanah, it could be that Isha Baidu was on Friday, right, Rashi Rosh Hashanah. You are correct. Very good. Rabbi is a very good man. I like this man. Mentally. Anyway, but Isha Baila Misantha. She may have no, shall we say, her own mitzvah simcha she doesn't have. So it could be, it's not Maki. That's what Miki Lega says. The Chuva, Mashiach did permit, of course, he's Mechliti. Another. So back to this. So as far as the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, that's one issue that we raised. It should be telling on these three reasons of Rabbi Yona. And as far as the question of past, I think it's also telling on these three reasons. Go to the first reason that you are happy that they're able to achieve kapara, must we eat after pas? No, eat anything else. I have to like eating baba, so I eat 3,000 bags of baba, whatever it is. What was that?
Said it's a lot of baba.
I would say so. Number two, namely, reason number two, which was the fact that Sudas Yomtiv, you can't even carry the Yom Kippur, so you do it every Yom Kippur. Must be possible. Here it could be that pseudo automatically requires possible. Going to the third time that says that you need car to fast, so maybe it's better to have kugel. What do you suggest?
Spaghetti,
correct? More than bread. As I'm saying, it really would be totally both of these issues, both of these questions, whether women of Kiran Shaiwa, whether women have a claim of this mitzvah, or the mitzvah of Pasa, they're going to give her totally be really on these reasons mentioned by Avin Yom. So Kiran has something about women regarding this particular matter. I think generally the assumption is that women do eat Erev Yom Kippur, which is a good thing. Otherwise they wouldn't be able to fast, and certainly that's one of the top. Okay,
There's an answer I heard that would like go against the last answer. That the reason she is because your stomach would expand and your heart is even fast in a way, and that like you're more focused on the day.
So that's the reason why you
should eat. So
you're guessing.
It's hard to fast.
The one who said what you say, but he says it slightly differently, is Avin Yonah, Nishari Tshuva. He says Nishari Tshuva, that's a beautiful segment. There's also English to Nishari Tshuva. I actually discussed it in Shabbos Agol with Russia. Not Shabbos Agol, Shabbos Shuva with Russia, which I just delivered 2 days ago. I spoke about the din of blowing the Shayna Mazoya Kippur, of Haiko. I discussed that for an hour and a half. Actually, now 40 minutes, going to Balabati. Same time. So one of the things I quoted was at the end of Shari Shuva. He says similar to what you say. He says, when I eat Erev Yom Kippur, so in fact, what am I doing? if my entire eating is a hachana for the Itara or the Mashiach of Torah, Yom Kippur, so then the eating is elevated. It's not just simply an animalistic kind of act, but it takes on a different dimension. So he writes that. It's not just he writes that. Hebrew writes in the Hebrew Atshuva. Other Mishnah also speak like that. Okay, I hear what you said. Okay, but anyway, that seems to me that would be the issue. Now I want to raise also, the next question is the, Shulchan Aruch says here also, Tav Reish Vav Sif Dalet is supposed to go to the Mikra Erev Yom Kippur. I mentioned this already, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now Erev Yom Kippur might even be more chomer. The Aruch Hashulchan quotes a unbelievable, the question is what to do with this. Aruch Hashulchan claims it might be a Din D'Oraisa. Ever hear such a thing? Based on what? Based on the pasuk. What pasuk? Ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem v'tayar eschem mikol chataseichem v'bnei Hashem titor. Now the question is how to read that pasuk. There are two ways to read this pasuk. I assume you're familiar with it. The Mishnah at the end of Yuma already points it out. We can get that Mishnah here, perhaps. Ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem, on this day Hashem shall atone for you v'tayar eschem. And now the question is, how do you read the rest of the pasuk? There are two ways to read it. Are you reading Mikol Chatosem L'nei Hashem Titoru, the way the Mishnah writes at the end of Yuma, Mikol Chatosem L'nei Hashem, which means Chatoyim Shvenam Malakom Yom Kippur Mechaper L'nei Hashem, because any Chatoyim L'nei Hashem Titoru, but Chatoyim Benam Chavero, don't think Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, unless you what? Unless you ask your friend for Mechila, for Pius. That's what we read in the Mishnah. There's a second way of reading the pasuk. And that is, Ki vayom hazeh yechav ha'erev v'tayar eschem mikol chataseichem. Period. Stop. Pause. The Mishnah says, before you come to a matzah where you are what? Standing with the Hashem. Titoru, imperative. Titor. Which is the makor for probably why we say Tfilah Zaka and the Bidui before we enter Yom Kippurim. Because we have to be Torah before we enter the day. You see what I'm saying? So, based on this pasuk, the Aruch HaShulchan, and actually there's a rush, it's really not his fault, I can't believe the Aruch HaShulchan. The rush actually quotes from Rav Tzadia Gaon, an unbelievable chiddush. Rav Tzadia Gaon used to go to the mikvah, and he made a bracha on the tefillah. Is there any such a concept anywhere in halacha that a man goes to a mikvah and makes a bracha on the tefillah? We know women do so. A woman is a nidah. She goes to a mikvah, she makes a bracha. Now I understand that tefillah, it's supposed to be bush. But a man? So according to this position, that the Rosh quotes from Rav Tzadia Gaon, of course, Rosh Hashanah disagree with it. Rosh Hashanah assumes it's not correct. But you make a bracha, it's a din d'oraisa, this tefillah. What kind of a tefillah is it? What is it based on? The answer is a tefillah based on tshuva. Lifnei Hashem, before you stand in the presence of Hashem, which is when? On Yom Kippur, titaru, meaning be tahor. How are you tahor? By going to the mikvah, but not just going to the mikvah, you do tshuva. It's a tzvila of tshuva. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Lord, the Chen of the used to say, pshat in this rosh. But that's not the simple pshat. What's the simple pshat of this, shall we say, why we go to the mikvah? The answer is, mishum tumas keri. Similar to Rosh Hashanah. The same applies to Yom Kippur, tumas keri. That's the classic time. The Mishnah Berurah calls both of these times. In Tav Reish, well, I think it is. It means Nafimina. Let me just mention Nafimina. Mishnah Berurah mentions Nafimina. It's in these two times, and then I'll get to you. The Nakamina, he says, is that if the reason is Mishum Keri, it's enough to go one time. You have to dump yourself one time, what the Rama says. If, however, it's Mishum Tshuva, then you have to be turned three times. You have to go down three times under the water. And, sorry?
Mishum Brewer says it.
Mishum Brewer says it, yeah, not me. Why three? Mishum Brewer. Okay, that's a question. Why three? I can't answer this question right now, but I'm sad to go, Mr. Megabrach, I missed three. The Russian dog is nothing. The Russian. He doesn't agree at all. He never heard such a thing that you make a bracha on a minhag. I mean, what's the nature of this bracha? What kind of a bracha is this? A bracha, it's not even minhag to be. What is it exactly? It's a hanhaga tova at best, but I would make a bracha on that. Shulchan Aruch passes, don't make a bracha. For sure not. Again, it's Tzadik Gaon. But if the Aruch HaShulchan quotes it's Tzadik Gaon, mashma the tefillah d'oraisa. The tefillah mishum tshuva d'oraisa. Pili tefillah that a man, where do you find that, that a man, what? I can't answer.
Same question,
no, question by Tanakh. Question by Tanakh.
Right.
Gemara Shabbos, you know that.
Same
Gemara Tzuvas also. So it's other places. Yeah, so what are you addressing?
You say that it's proper.
Yeah, but still, here we're talking about something which has no marker. It's true, the Ramban The Rav Eliezer, at the end of Yuma, quotes the Ramban. The Ramban says pshat the pasuk, like I told you just now, the way Rav Sadigon seems to understand. Before you come to a matzah where you will say, Hashem, titoro, that's what Ramban said pshat. So based on that, that's what Rav Sadigon mentioned in the Suda of Sadigon, a tefillah of tshuva, and therefore it's a tefillah of Isa. But anyway, that's not the principle pshat, and yeah, what do you want to say?
The only time a man would ever make a bracha on a tefillah would be within the context of gerus, no?
That's right.
So there's sort of an aspect of tshuva in that. I know it's like a bit of a stretch, but...
No, there are those who say that, who actually make the analogy. Draw the analogy. Because you're right. The ger actually is someone, gersh is guy got shenol adami, he's completely metamorphosed and transformed. I hear your analogy, I certainly hear it, but I'm saying this is a chidush gomel. And but the pella is the following. That maybe there will be another nafkamina between these two topics. That thing is quoted by the big Aloha earlier. I don't remember where, you remember where it is? Yeah, Aloha quotes another nafkamina between Tfilas Keri and let's say a tefillah like this. Now, for me, it would be the din of chatzitza. You have to worry about all the din of chatzitza. By tefillas keri, you don't have to worry about chatzitza. For sure not. There's a, here in Chepanok somewhere.
Why are we worried about keri all the time?
I mean, when the takana is Ezra, then Ezra was the vatel, the takana of, Ezra was the one who instituted the whole issue, the takana, the Balkeri, as I said, he asked it with the Ritera, the Kriyashma, the Tfila, he has to be Tayyip, has to go to the Mikvah. But the Maisa, the Gemara says it was not accepted. It was not accepted since the Gabe Talmud Tera. Now the question is Gabe Tfila. That's the whole Ram the Maisa, the whole Zerah Shem. So that's why Chassidim go to Mikvah all the time. Because they all, like the Mishnah would say, that the Takana remained regarding the tumah of tefillas keri.
So we just don't worry about it.
As far as tefillas is concerned, we hold on like that. We hold that, first of all, as far as Torah is concerned, ain't the return. Hello, kod varaka. Hello, kod varaka, eshnu mashem. Ma eshnu the kabal tumah, abdi return the kabal tumah. Secondly, we shouldn't say, we have to go to the mikvah every day. We're crazy. It's not possible. I'm saying, it's not the...
Some chassidim do it anyways.
Okay, they do it. They do it. But there are other issues. The Rishonim say, first of all, Bittul Torah, and secondly, Bittul Pil Rivya. Every time I could go to the mikvah, I wouldn't be able to be with my wife, so people would not have children. So because of Bittul Torah, Bittul Pil Rivya, so, I mean, it's true, there are Anshim Aisa who are adopting this takana, and the Torah will carry on a daily basis, or they use Tes Kavim Mayim. I think I mentioned the Rosh Hashanah, using a shower, Tes Kavim Mayim, whatever the case is, because here the Akhoinim say, even you can use 40 saw Mayim Shuman. It's also kosher with this tefillah. Or Tes Kavim Mayim is also Mayim Shuman. But there are the pipes. And look how Mayim Shuman goes with that. Direct, but normally a regular woman going to make one cannot use Mayim Shuman. Certainly, absolutely, totally and absolutely negated from the halakhic standpoint. Well, okay, I'm only mentioning the question of chatzitza. Is there a chatzitza regarding tefillas keri? So here the Be'alakha, I now found it in Peches. We are not in Peches. He quotes also an argument tefillah. So he writes at the end of this piece that ain't also chatzitza b'zeh. So chatzitza is not a problem. If the tefillah is only mishum keri, there's no problem with chatzitza. But if the tefillah is a tefillah b'aisa, going to Absadigo, with the bracha, the whole business, it could be that they all need a chatzitza, will be applicable. Because they have to meet between these two tamim. Mentioned over here by the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, but anyway, it's a very important thing to be cognizant of this mitzvah of tefillah, and I think people certainly on the Kaibin area of Kippur, that seems to be a very common kind of thing. I want to mention one other thing also that the Chabad says in Tokar Shres. The Chabad says about stopping to eat while it's still day. There's a mitzvah of Tosef Yom Kippur. My sister included the mitzvah of Tosef Shabbos, Tosef Yom Kippur. Here in Yerushalayim, I don't know, tell me that's what your parents do. When do you light candles before Shabbos, your mother? How many minutes before Shabbos does she light candles?
How many
minutes before Shabbos do they light candles, you know? 18, means you're saying like Kutzar.
Oh, 18.
Okay, so 18 is what they do in Kutzar. So here in the middle of Yerushalayim, I'm sorry, I interrupted. Yeah. I was dealing with these measures. It's 40 minutes. Many like 40 minutes before, but you're saying 18. Yeah, you want to say.
So I just wanted to know if Rashid would clarify. She discusses Rosh Hashanah, but over when you have to close away from the wall until the sacrifice, especially because your paper is a big deal.
Yeah, I understand the issue. It says to go after Chatzos, but the truth of the matter is that, I'll be honest with you, maybe I'm not in order. I have difficulty going to something close after Chatzos. I won't get into the details, or let's figure it out. So I do more Chatzos, I do more Chatzos, what can I do? I'm in the footer, maybe you call me in the footer, you tell me I'm Stuart Squeamish. I'm a little fastidious. I am a bit fastidious, that's the truth. I am a bit squeamish.
What
was
that word?
Fastidious, and squeamish. Yes. Bifunah. Good for you. How do you translate English? You know, like they say here, they say, all Americans are correct. Yisrael is the Mishnah brought. All Americans are bifunakim. They are...
germophobics.
No. Germophobics. They're very...
very careful.
Yeah, exactly. Got to go see things. Anyway, Tesis Yom Kippur, it happens to be different than Tesis Shabbos, Tesis Yom Tov. Many in the Gemara held that Tesis Yom Tov, Tesis Shabbos was only Din Rabbanan. Tesis Yom Kippur is a Din D'Oraisa. You have to add the Chol HaKodesh, the Mitzvah of Torah, and a few minutes you have to do. And here, as I said, it's a good thing because Tefillah Zakah can be said during that period of time. It takes me at least 15 minutes to say Tefillah Zakah. What I do is I try to get to shul early, put the talis on my head, and before I know it, one talis bus after the next, this one wishing me shana tova, and all kinds of things. I have to put me, stick my hand under my talis, I'm trying to say to the zaka. I'm debating that whether I should say to the zaka, then I should just say it at home, forget about it, so I come to shul. I never can say to the zaka with any kind of issue I've asked. But anyway, you should say to the zaka, it's very important, and generally we are makpid to do that. The Rambam Shita is that Tosis Inu is the Raisa. That's all the poskim bring out over here. The Shita is the Rambam, the Tosis Inu adding the Inu Yom Kippur is the Din the Raisa. Therefore, one should be the Dr. Dafka to do that. At least you should add a number of minutes. You shouldn't wait to go to Shkia. You should try to do it beforehand. And you should not be involved with Mitzvah Seder Raisa for 774. Kalamosa, maybe Meshuba, professionally.
How early is too early?
What?
When's the
too early is, I told you, in general, the earliest is the Kabbalah Shabbos on Friday is when? Bagat Mishnah. So the same thing applies over here. Not before then. I saw in that Sefer, which I have to like, Isha Yisrael, beautiful Sefer.
Were we talking about it?
Yes. There's a red Sefer. I have three copies of it. One in my car, the other at Pete, one in my shul next to me, and one in my house next to me. Maybe I have four copies of it. So Isha Yisrael, he quotes there, it's the same on Tefillah, you know that fat red sefer? The best sefer on Tefillah I've ever seen. Unbelievable collection of Pisnei Halacha from everywhere, done in a very orderly, organized fashion. So he quotes there from the Yisrael Chaim Kanievsky that in the Nusach of Tefillah Zakah, which you should say. Maybe we'll look at the Masjid at the end of this week. There it says, I'll be kabbal upon myself, the Kedush of Yom Kippur. That's what it says in that list of the Mai, Tzula Zaka, Yom also it says the same. I'll be kabbal upon myself, the Kedush of Yom Kippur. So they ask, if that's the case, how can I say Kol Nibbe? The Ramah says, here, in Tav Reshir Tes, Kol Nibbe has to be said by day. And the Shavura says, because, why is that to be said by day? Because the Dinas HaFar Sadar can only be done during the day. It can only be made for Neder during the day. So that's the case. So then how can I be Mekabel upon myself the Kedusha of Yom Kippur and then subsequently say Kol Nidre? By the way, you should be mocking to say at least one of the Kol Nidre should be said during the day because HaFar Sadar is Dr. Mayom. They asked Avchaim Kanievsky, of course, he answered that you should not be Mekabel upon yourself the Kedusha of Yom Kippur until after Kol Nidre. That's what he writes in Isha Yisrael. Wait till after Kol Nidre, then you become upon yourself the Kedusha of Yom Kippur. The problem is that that's not the minute. The minute is to Mekabel in Tefillah Zakah. To Mekabel upon yourself, that's the seventh Yom Kippur, which is the Din D'Oraisa, a mitzvah to add to Yom Kippur. So, what exactly is going on? Yeah?
You said that adding on Kedusha to Yom Kippur basically just adds a thing.
makes it? You mean the reality of saying it's still dead? Yeah, but you're mechanical upon yourself.
What? You're yourself that didn't remember being Kipper.
Okay. You still have to say Shemaga.
Kipper didn't have him Kipper.
You still have to say Shemaga. Someone gets nighttime, you should put the Sabbath.
Let me ask you a question.
Yo, since you're starting up.
Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos this year, Friday night. There are those who, what do we say with Avni? B'chadol, did we say? These are Shinur Shabbos, correct? So, let me ask you a question. People have a Kabbalah Shabbos when they say there's no Shia. I told you, for a man, for a woman, when does a woman become a Shabbos? With what? Correct. That's what the Hag is, a Kabbalah Shabbos. Men have three possibilities. We did the Gemara with Barbu, and then we have, of course, those of Kabbalah Shabbos with Biz Moshir, and then those of Kabbalah Shabbos with the end of the Chodovi, that was the end in the rarefied holy city of Saturn. So, I'm very proud of that city. Just the antithesis of everything I said. But whatever the case is, Ari Olshin does not like when I go there. Why not? Because when I go there, he likes to go around and I'm not sure exactly what they do over there, but they're sort of dancing, they're dancing the whole time. And I'm not from the great dancers, as you probably know. And I know generally don't leave the place where the Shiva is. And he also doesn't like that. And I do daven in Breslau because they happen to have Dukhanin, Shabbos and Musaf on Shabbos. No one else has, you know, up north they were about to Dukhanin. And Shabbos, that bothered me very much. So I did my daven with the happy, clappy singers over there. But anyway, so let's say you say Biz Moshir. So now the question is, I want to know, if you say Biz Moshir, and you Kabbal Shabbos, before Kol Nivre, now that you make the Nidar on Shabbos. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah at the end of Shabbos. It's a Mechad
Shabbat.
You can't be any Mishnah
before you Kol
Nivre. After Kol Nivre, you don't want to be masking the Tzvila Tzvila Kippur. I mean, I don't understand what's going on. People say Biz Moshir before Kol Nivre.
People say that?
Yeah. There are those that have minutes. What does it say in my Maksa? I don't remember. And you'll tell me what it says in my Maksa. I don't recall. Is it possible to get in the minute?
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of time. And I have to see you at Bar Mitzvah tonight. That's about 7:30. I need to tell them the earlier time because they know I come late anyway, so it's never possible that they start everything too early. Well, what should I talk about tonight? What?
Okay, so what's going on? Class.
Okay, so you're saying that you're not bothered by the kasha. But Yol is suggesting that, okay, I've been coming upon myself, say Sefes, Lagabi Din Nuyim, and all the business. However, Lamai said, still day.
Yeah.
You know what you remind me of? Magad Avraham. You remind me of Magad Avraham, who says that the pastor in Magad Avraham, the rabbis talk about this all the time. Magad Avraham says, can I go ahead, and this is very, not, by the way, I don't want to come and shout, people dive early in the summertime. And then I realize if I dive tomorrow, Friday night, ooh, I forgot to count Sfira last night. Can I count Sfira? Oh. Magad Avraham, yes. Magad Avraham says, yeah, I can. Why can you count Sfira? It's full day. What's the problem? I have the Kabbalah Shabbos the next day. I daven early, Maya on a Friday night. No Sfira. You hear that? So yes,
and how do you find
day?
Sfira. What is it? What's Tolei? Day.
Yeah, can you see what it says? That's yours or that's okay. Oh wow, that's a nice one. Yeah.
Which as far as if you make Shabbos early and you say Shema, it's still dead.
Well, as long as you can't count the next day, like if you can't count the next day, even though you made early Shabbos, you wouldn't be allowed to count the next day.
Okay, so you're saying since it's not yet the next day of Sfira, I'm comparing it to what you just said now. He has a Tzvila Zaka, Shai, you have the whole thing, very nice, you have an English. What is English? The whole book is like this.
Yeah.
Well, how do you handle this? Each English word. And which order is it? The guard may bear it up. Goes this way? Oh, it goes from left to right. How do you read this? You see, the English goes from left to right. translate these words literally. I like that. But where is the Nizmo Shir now? What's my called Nizmo? Here it's called Nizmo. Where's Nizmo Shir? Before or after? The answer is Nizmo Shir is after. Okay. Very good. You are right. Okay.
That's the other call.
Very good, Baruch Hashem. I appreciate it. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'll just mention the issue because it's a very fascinating issue also that is of interest. I want to also, while I'm at it...
What do you
do
about it?
About what?
What do you
do
about it?
Halacha L'maaseh?
I mean,
no. I don't think so. It needs more ear. It needs more attention. No. First, Kol Nidre, one of them has to be said during the day because it ain't the fear of the door of the Shabbos. That's it's a Mishnah. It's a Mechadish Gemara. It's a Mishnah. You have to say Shabbos. Everyone knows that Mishnah. So you can't do that on Shabbos itself. But the question is, so what does one do? I'm not sure. Honestly, I don't know what to do. The question bothers me. It doesn't bother you, you are. It's not bothered me. So what I do is I follow your master and I say this Moshe after and I say, but we live beforehand, and then I have a problem.
You do make a rashi before.
I'm a kavod for myself. Unless you want to say, don't make a kavod for myself, you should be a kippur. But then where's the tosefet? The answer is there is tosefet. Because in my shul, we say kol nidre almost entirely before shkia. We finish all three times way before shkia. So we, this way we do it by yom kippur, but only say.
Do you do this rashi before yom kippur then?
No. We do it after, I'm sure, like the Yom Ha'aseh said, we do it after called the Rabbi Shabbat.
What? When he coincides,
you're
instead
of Shabbat also? Yeah, yeah. So what about the Zaka? The Zaka I do earlier, so even though, so I don't say the words, I have to figure out what I'm going to do now, this is Friday. I'll think about it as soon as
negative Kamara.
What? Negative Kamara, something along those lines. Okay, I want to mention one or two more things while I'm at it that I looked into. Something that someone hocked me at China about, and I don't know what to say about it. And I just want to call your attention to it. There's Machlokes Rishonim. One of the Chamishim Noyim is, of course, is wearing leather apparel.
Oh, those are just nice shoes.
What?
Oh, just shoes.
Oh, one second. So the present question is whether when the Torah uses, or when the Torah speaks about, let's say Chalitza. There's a day, you know, something last night I went to Lavaya. Terrible. Someone that I know down in Mashul once in a while, so his mother passed away. His mother actually was born on some Gedalia in Yerushalayim and died on some Gedalia. She lived in Chutzaret. She came here to visit her, there's a sim for the family, and visit her children. Very hush of the family. Her name is Sasson. Sasson is a Iraqi name. Very hush of the family. Sasson family. And she has brothers who are Israeli. She left because she married outside someone from Chutzaret, a doctor. And she lived in Chutzaret all her life. She's come here every year. Anyway, she came here. And 2 weeks ago, and then unfortunately on Rosh Hashanah night, she had a massive stroke. I had a major shiloh. The guy came to me at 12 o'clock at night, the son who lives in Beit Shemesh. He went to Abadi because he got word that his father was in absolute panic. His father was also an older man, in his 80s, and his father wanted him by the bedside of his mother, Hadassah. Could he travel Rosh Hashanah to Yerushalayim? So two of them told him no. And how he got word is a whole story. I don't want to get into all the details now of what happened with his mother. His mother, unfortunately, died yesterday. There was a Levaya last night. She was born at some Gedalia in Yerushalayim, but she died at some Gedalia. And it happens to be that some Gedalia is also the name of her father's yard site, which is rather unusual. Okay, they made a whole deal about it. Fine. Good. That's not why I'm telling you this story. I'll get to what?
Yes.
The answer is yes. How? Through a going. How? What was the basis of the heter? After he explained the whole situation, I held it with the suffix I called up for the father to be by himself. And on that basis, that was about it. So there was a whole deal about this talk of that rabbi in Beit Shemesh. That's me. He was in a state of mind that was absolutely too rough. She suddenly had a stroke. Suddenly. Like she was a healthy person. Completely. Suddenly, massive stroke to the two arteries in the brain, kind of exploded. And he was in a state, terrible state. Now, how did we find out about that? That's another parasha. It's one of Rosh Hashanah. So, okay, I can get into all the details right now. So anyway, the reason why I mention this is because two brothers came, this young man who is in my yeshua, my neighborhood. They came to Putzaretz and God, when they came, and they had only shoes. And the din is that after the Levaya, you're an Ovel. Ovel can't wear shoes. So what are they going to do? Walk on the... But some different people tell them different aces, so tell them, don't worry, walk with your socks, no problem. Imagine walking with your socks in the Beis HaKvaras, in Yerushalayim. There are more than a few pebbles on the ground, you may have noticed, since nothing is paved over here. I said, no, you can put on shoes, don't worry about it. There were a few last summer. They were also calling him, questions, could they go to Beis HaKvaras? That was another deal. I told him, no. The reason why, even though Kohen can be metamed to Beis HaKvaras, this went on last night, it was a whole deal. That's why I was there.
Why not?
The reason is because they can go to the Beis HaKvaras, but they can't come back. They can't leave the Beis HaKvaras. Because they'll be metamed to all the Kvarim all over the place. They can be metamed to the Kvarim of Mishpacha. They can't be metamed to anybody else. After the Beis HaKvaras. Everything was a deal. Everything was good. So it was good I was around. And then before they had a chance to attack me, I escaped. I didn't stay for a while. I had to get home. Anyway, Mino. When the Torah speaks about Mino, what does it mean? Is it Dafka Shalor? Or anything which is made like a surah of a mino, and therefore is able to protect the feet. The reason why, because the Mechaber says here, Tavresh, you tell it that on Yom Kippur, what's asur is only a mino shel or, only leather, unless it's made out of any material, rubber, straw, whatever, then it's mutter. The problem is the following. Today there are people who never wear leather shoes. They've never worn a leather shoe their entire life. So what do they wear? Crocs, flippy flops, I don't know what they call all these different shoes. What's the status of such a person? Can they wear these items on Yom Kippur? So what would you say? You would say, of course, what's the subject? And I went looking. I found the Micha Shlomo, Hashem Zalman Oyev, Achelet Beisim and Nuches, Os Chavtes. He talks about a shoe that, in effect, looks like a leather shoe but has no leather whatsoever. He said, it's also to wear it. Mishuma, Marisai. Too late for you.
What if it's known it's not known?
Oh, so that's what I said.
They have shoes like that.
So push it to me. It's not Marisai. Now, who am I to argue about Shomazam Loyabach? I am dust at his feet. But I thought like you. Exactly. I so close. That today there are many such things that people know. On the other hand, one could argue that people who walk around the whole year with Crocs, and to them they are regular shoes, maybe it might be also to wear them on Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, Ikra, and so I really don't know. I have a big something about this matter. What do you say?
Of course
to
wear.
What?
Leather.
What do you say?
Why can't they wear?
Leather.
Leather.
No.
Why can't those other people wear? Why can't other people wear the Crocs though? It's not our night.
Yeah. Anyway, at the end of the day, it's pushing to me that it seems to me. I think that is worth it. However, after Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I got frightened out of my wits. And I remember the years that Crocs came out, about 6 years ago, and also half my shoe was wearing Crocs. I didn't give them. I remember it, I'll never forget it. And then you want to know, when is the rabbi going to wear Crocs? And does the rabbi only wear Crocs? Does he own a pair of Crocs? And then someone went ahead and poor him, delivered a big box to my house with all this paper and wrappings and I had uncovered all these. Guess what was at the bottom of the wrappings there? A pair of Crocs. They bought me a pair of Crocs.
Okay.
And black. Knowing them, they would have bought turquoise and purple little black. But someone actually intervened. Actually, they did buy it as turquoise and then someone intervened and changed it to black. Whatever the case is, I own a pair of Crocs. Will I wear it in the kippah? Will I wear it in the chlau? Will I wear it outside in the public eye? No. Why not?
I
don't
know. Fashion statement. It's
unacceptable. So I don't understand the marriage sign. I think what he says is correct. It's like that. Since it's already known that it's not shalor, there's no use of a marriage sign.
But they don't even look like it.
But someone told me that that's a question. So could you recognize it?
Croc.
Would you be able to know?
No,
can you tell if I have a shoe? I'm wearing a shoe that is not leather, but it looks exactly like that. You'd be able to tell.
They have shoes like Converse.
The only people who can tell are one gender. women.
Exactly.
Women can tell these things. It's mind-boggling because women spend half their lives in shoe stores. The other half their lives they spend in buying dresses.
Shekel markets.
One-third shekels, one-third shoes, dresses, one-third shoes. These things are the things, so they know. But men don't know.
It's just like Converse that are leather.
Correct, that's what I'm talking about. Discussing that.
Can we say that time because people are well aware of these
okay.
issues?
Okay, so I think that I think you're right.
I
think you are correct, and I would like to take your position. And really, I just want to say one last thing. I really have to leave because I have to speak about mitzvah at 7:30. But anyway, the other time the guy called me today 78 times. I stopped answering the phone. So I want to say one last thing. The most important thing in the Kippur, the other thing is that they know the chaver. I want us to be careful how to show up if one did anything to one's. Friend or to anyone for that matter, you have to make sure you're with Faiz and yes, the Mulachila. That is the most critical element of your Kippur. Actually, I'm saying that it's true with Hashem Hashur on Wednesday night, and I'm talking about to discuss that issue. But that's something that's more critical than anything else. I want to say one more thing, and that is fasting is more important than anything else. You don't feel on your Kippur, go into a bed, have an air conditioner on top of your head, and sleep for 24 hours, but you must fast. Fasting is one thing you do. Feel of a tzibra is a very nice thing. And even when you hear beautiful chazal like you have over here, I heard it was very nice, that's what people tell me. But still, fasting is more important. Fasting is machuya, is kovea, is gomer al hakol. So that's what you have to do. Anyway, I want to wish you all an easy fast, and it's Hashem, you have a year of atzlacha and bracha. If I did anything, we'll go get it.